Overdoses from heroin and prescription drugs are on the rise across the country. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is urging first responders to carry a drug called naloxone that can reverse the effects of an overdose and save lives. WNYC Stephen Nesson reports on how the drug is already being used in New York City, where overdoses now kill more people than car crashes.
Remember that scene in the movie Pulp Fiction?
Give her the shot. Come on.
Okay.
Where the Uma Thurman character snorts heroin and overdoses.
You take off her shirt and find her heart.
The John Travolta character is told by his drug dealer to draw a red dot on her chest where he thinks her heart is.
That'd be exact.
Yeah, it's gotta be exact. I mean, her shot in the heart. My guess has gotta be exact.
I don't know exactly where her heart
is. He counts down and slams a syringe full of adrenaline into her heart.
Three!
In the real world, adrenaline doesn't reverse a heroin overdose. But there is a drug called naloxone, which has been around for decades and can be injected into muscle tissue. Now, it comes in a nasal spray. Police officers in Staten Island are carrying it as part of a pilot program. In January, they used it to save a 44-year-old man. Opioid deaths in New York City increased 84% between 2010 and 2012. The health department says that's an epidemic. Dr. Hillary Cunnins, a specialist at the department, says naloxone is the best shot they've got at reducing these unnecessary deaths.
It is very safe. It can be administered without any ill effects over the long term.
And if it's administered mistakenly?
If a person doesn't have an opioid in their body already, it simply won't affect them.
Michael Duncan, a physician, is on the front line of overdose prevention in New York City.
It's like this is our spot.
Duncan and a few other workers from the After Hours Project, a nonprofit health center, drive up in an unmarked black van. They park on a busy street in East New York. There's an empty lot across the street, and overhead the 3 train rumbles by. The group knows there's heavy drug use in this area. Two workers fan out, offering $5 Metro cards for free HIV testing and training to use naloxone to reverse overdoses. It doesn't take long to round up 2 participants. They file into the back of the van, past the boxes of condoms, clean needles, and corn muffins. Duncan begins with the basics.
So what are you looking for? Have you seen an overdose before?
No. I think I have, yeah. I don't know if he OD'd. He just started turning blue, and he was laying back.
That's 48-year-old Frankie Maria. She lives in the neighborhood.
And we took the person, and we bring him up. And when he bring him up, I guess he was good after that.
She's not just here for the free Metro cards. She wants the training because she has a friend who's been using heroin, and she wants to be ready in case there's an overdose. Duncan explains someone ODing can die within 10 minutes if they don't get oxygen. He says there are 3 things to do.
First, call 911 to get help. On the phone, you don't have to say anything about drugs or overdose. Just tell them you're with someone who's not breathing. It's what's going to kill them, and again, very quickly.
Duncan pulls out a face mask and shows how to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's the second thing to do.
Third step is give them the naloxone.
He takes out 2 now, vials the size of AAA batteries that he screws together.
This is the piece that points up their nose,
right.
And then this is the piece that has the drug in it. So what you do, then this is the hardest part, I think, of the whole operation.
He takes the caps off each end of the vials.
Pop the little caps off of each end. And then where you took the caps off, those parts slide together. But that is the tricky part. You don't want to push on it, you want to twist it. Just give it a couple twists like that. Screw it on just till it gets tight.
An overdose happens when drugs stop the brain from sending signals to the body to breathe. One squirt of naloxone in each nostril, and the brain begins sending those messages again. Duncan says the effects of drugs like Oxycontin can last 12 hours. The naloxone wears off in about 2. But Duncan tells Maria it's enough time to get someone to the ER.
God forbid I would never have to use this, but you never know. Better safe than sorry,
exactly.
Right? If they're in your home anyway.
He signs a prescription and slips it into the kit, as required by law. Altogether, the training takes about 25 minutes.
There you go.
2 more people train to potentially prevent a fatal overdose.
Any other questions? So you're all set?
A bill churning through Albany now would allow those $50 kits to be distributed by someone other than a physician. Assemblyman Richard Gottfried is one of the sponsors of the bill.
Even one drug addict being able to save the life of you know, the kid dying next to him in a basement is important.
Five states, California, Illinois, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Vermont have already passed similar legislation. Groups like After Hours Project wouldn't need Duncan to write individual prescriptions. It put him out of work. But he says he doesn't mind. He'd be able to focus on providing other types of health care. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.